Inside Lebanon's parliament, a number of MPs are staging an indefinite sit-in. They're frustrated by the failure to elect the president, and they're promising not to leave, at least until the next session is scheduled. Journalists are prevented from entering the building. It appears the governing alliance doesn't want these photographs made public. But these images of Milhem Khalaf and Najat Saliba inside the legislature have been released. They are members of the so-called change forces, or reformists, some of whom met journalists outside the parliament building. They may be in the minority, but they say they'll continue to call for a president from outside the political elite who is able to address the economic collapse.
Parliament is the institution responsible to elect a president. There shouldn't be any intervention by foreign players, and political deals should not be made. This is the way the political class has been running the country for decades, and that is what has led to this situation.
The parliament is deeply fragmented. No party or alliance has enough support to elect a president in the first round of voting. The protesting MPs argue the constitution calls for open sessions, but the governing alliance, led by Shia parties, Hezbollah and the Amal movement, prevent a quorum by walking out.
They're their strategy is to actually agree on a president outside of the institution and then try to come up with a name and for everybody to vote. We're saying we need to get back the practice of politics by leaving the member of parliament themselves elect who they think is fit for the role. As simple as that.
There is a proposal for a so-called consensus president to be agreed in dialogue outside parliament.
Lebanon has been without a president four times in its recent history, but this time there's also no functioning government. It's an unprecedented power vacuum, and many fear it could be a long one.
All the while, the economic and financial crises are deteriorating, and the local currency is continuing to lose value. It now trades at around 50,000 lira to the dollar. It used to be worth $33. Zana Khudr, Al Jazeera, Beirut.